Hello?
Hello, is Bruce available?
Matt, who's calling?
Andrew.
Yeah, this is Amy with Local Splash.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good! It's been a while since we talked.
We need to change that from Damon to Bone Con.
Okay. Yeah, it has been.
Yeah, I've been trying to call you for like the past month, and every time I call, it goes straight to voicemail. So I don't know what's been going on, but I wanted to follow up because the last time we had spoke, you were looking at adding the Google Guarantee option into the services.
Yeah, that's something I'm probably do, but not just this second.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to do, like they did some kind of something. A bean for me, and they still got Baldwin County.
Mm-hmm.
Baymanette. And the thing is, I want to get that kind of straight. I guess from a management standpoint, I'd like to see, I made money off Local Splash, but it's just not doing what I think it need to do. And before I invest anymore, to be honest, I'd like to see me when I search myself in Foley, which is in Baldwin County. It took me about 3 months to get everybody to understand that Baymanette was in Baldwin County. It would have been better to think bigger, and we could have did bigger things because bigger has a way. I'm not trying to hold you. I'm not trying to. It has a way of producing bigger. And I could just hand y'all $1,000 a month. I remember when I was with Angie's List, I think I had a budget or something, and I always spent $400 or $500 more with them a month because I'd find myself doing a $10,000 job, a $3,000 job, a $5,000 job, and they would have extra stuff you could invest in, and it was no problem.
Right.
With Local Splash, I haven't hit a call in 2 months.
Well, part of the reason is because you're only targeting a 5 to 10 mile radius because that's what your package covers. You've only got the local SEO. You don't have the Facebook ads or the social media marketing. You don't have the Google ads or even LSA, which is going to give you a bigger radius. So when you have a bigger radius and you have more products, it actually shows a better result. So for what you've got, it's not bad. I mean, you've invested in Google ads before. You've taken them on, taken them off, things like that. I can see that here. But when you're running stuff like that concurrent with the local map listing, it gives you a much better return on investment.
I agree with that. But what I'm looking at, ma'am, and once again, I'm all for advancement. I'm not.
Sure.
This is a conversation you probably don't know me. I would never have. I'm on the other side. You guys are the tree cutters or whatever y'all is. I'm going to pay you and trust your judgment. Y'all do advertisement.
Sure.
I don't go in nobody's house and they start telling me how to. I'm like, well, maybe you probably need to be looking for a contractor
for sure.
You trust.
Mm-hmm.
So I trust you guys. But what I'm looking at, if, you know, general, like let's pretend, let's do it from my end. We doing home improvement to your house. Bruce, can you do the painting? Bruce, will you prime and make sure you pressure wash first? Bruce, are you going to court? Any rotten wood, are you going to fix it? Yes. I asked Local Splash when I first got with them, can we do Baldwin County and Pensacola?
Mm-hmm.
They said, now, if one of those things, I hadn't spent any money. I hadn't agreed to anything. We was getting vision together as a team. Sure, we'll do that. And I said, I do not want to be Baymanette, what you just said, 5 to 10 mile radius. See, that's the problem right there. I asked if we could go back to the initial phone call.
Right. And with the initial phone call, you have the $249 package. So we were able to do those sorts of things. We were able to go ahead and give you the exact radius you want because this is the thing, is when we drop the pin, for Google verification, when we drop the pin, it's dropped at an address, whether it's a residential address or whether it's a commercial address. We drop the pin there, and it gives a natural radius around where the pin is dropped.
Well, that's what they should have been saying in the start with, because that ain't what was said to me. It was bull. Sure, Mr. Cox, we can cover Baldwin County. I have no reason. I don't want
and
no
then
price.
With
but
the
I,
Facebook
if my,
ad,
if I,
we're
I
able to cover
customer,
the Baldwin County.
If I talk to a customer and I promise them something,
Sure.
They tell me later on, I promised.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing is, Splash told me they could do Foley. If they couldn't, they should have said straight up, maybe would have adjusted it. They told me they could do Pensacola.
Right.
But even now, had took me off Pensacola. It ain't so, I'm talking about with the package that we had.
Right.
The package that we had was initially $250.
Right.
I wouldn't have mind if it was $550 if it's been deucing. It doesn't take 3-4 months to just get to the top of a list anywhere. Okay, say it does, but my general point would be, before I even got notice to put Pensacola, you know, they didn't have me up there till 6 months later or 3 months later. And then they finally put me up there, and I'm 3-4 pages over. And then Foley, which is where the main money is, while we're trying to get Mr. Cox to spend more money, which I've been running business for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know to listen, because I lose, no disrespect, you guys lose, because I know marketing, location, location. I could be a marketing specialist, location, location. Why would I bury myself in a backwoods place when I came out of Atlanta, Georgia doing business, Richmond, Virginia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Birmingham, Alabama? You pull me up on Angeles, I got 78 customers with ratings where I've done thousands of dollars of business. I swear I told Splash on Anthem, could we not focus on Bay Minette? I would have rather not even hear the average. Bay Minette is a bunch of, now I'm going to be real, don't get mad, a bunch of rednecks that are going to do their own work, and I'm an Afro-American man. They'll work a Mexican and a white man before they work me.
I understand.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry. I understand. I was born in the South. I was born in Mobile, Alabama, so I understand what you're saying, and I'm not saying that that's untrue at all. I'm not taking any offense to how you feel or what your experience has been.
The most of the work I've done, if you look at my ratings, you see Foley up there? You got the man I work for from Illinois or somewhere, and he's been out there in the general public, and he will see,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you have the experience, Mr. Cox. You know what you're doing. You want to work. I'm going to give you a chance. If you look, you'll see it's people that are not even from here giving me. Foley is a beach area. It's people that are selling there. Most of the people I work for, they relocated here from somewhere else. And what I've been trying to stress is I really didn't even want to deal with Bay Minette, but I let it go on because it's part of Baldwin County. My thoughts was it was going to be all over Baldwin County. We can't even talk. You from Mobile, you ought to be saying that's sad, but you can't tell me because it's being recorded. I see the advertising all over Baldwin County. How pitiful is that? And somebody should have, okay, this businessman, we need him to do more. But, you know, this is what I want, ma'am, and I'll be quiet. If somebody say they can do something, this is what the customer do me. And they said it up front, we can get you in Baldwin County. And I had to work with that and work with so much stuff on the page where they had another contractor up there. You know, we talk about excellence in business when I have business. We talk about, you know, trying to go back. And sometimes we as employers or business owners can be wrong making that thing right. And I know y'all are big, and I understand that. But there's been a lot of stuff, if you look over that thing, that has took more time because of you guys' ball that you dropped. And I'm having to suffer for it because I at least wanted all the Baldwin County done. That's bad because you lived in Mobile, so you know Baldwin County is basically Daphne, Fairhope, Foley, Gulf Shores. It's a small, it is a big area, but if I can't get but 15 miles pulled up from my house, how can I afford to pay $800 a month? I would have to work a job. You know, I my business funds my tools. I do it a little different, and I've done it for 30 years. I got a grown son and grandchildren. And what happens is I'll take and get a $5,000 job or 10. That came out of the two contracts you see. If you notice, my ratings were right along, and it came out of Bay Minette. I got two or three jobs still. but I'm not getting jobs in Foley. And by the way, that's where the big spenders at. That's where the movers and shakers at. Pensacola's another place. If I could get there and my business could get up where people would notice me, I might spend $10,000 a month. I'm not afraid.
Yeah,
but I've got to make money.
But listen, ahead, Bruce, I understand everything that you're saying and everything that you're talking about. You and I had a conversation almost 2 months ago regarding Google Guarantee because that you requested that conversation. So I gave you those details and I gave you all of that stuff and then you asked me to follow up. And I wanted to follow up with you.
And I'm glad you did that.
I did follow up with you, and I tried to follow up with you last month, but I'm able to get a hold of you now, and I understand everything that you're saying. I'm not calling you to get you to spend more money with Local Splash because you're not spending money with Local Splash. That money goes directly to Google for Google Guarantee, for the Google Guaranteed paid leads, which is a different service above and beyond what you've got. In my experience, it's a fantastic program. I understand you're not in a place right now where you want to do that, where you are going to do that. That's perfectly fine. But that was just the purpose of my call. Now, what I see here in your notes, because you spoke with Tina recently and you've spoken with another agent recently, I see here in the notes that they do have the Foley and the Pensacola in here for you. I wasn't the original salesperson on your call. The person who was the original salesperson on your call is no longer with us. So I would wonder why. Yeah, no, and that's what I'm getting ready to say is I'm not trying to push this off on somebody else. I'll take responsibility for the mistakes Local Splash has made.
Yay.
I do apologize. Okay, absolutely, and I'll do everything in my power to make it right because that's just who I am and what I do. But as far as this goes, you know, I'm sorry that she didn't tell you the truth from the very beginning because the address I have for you is in North Birmingham.
And see, that's what I'm talking about. And ma'am, can I talk to you? Please don't get offended.
No, not at all.
I'm going to say some stuff because I've done thousands of dollars of business deals.
Sure.
On both sides. I've heard customers get over to me about stuff. And if they can show me in a contract I'm wrong,
I will
go do something to make it right.
Absolutely.
What I'm saying, it was too much bull crap up from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I will pay $500, $600. I went back with Angie today to make sure I can cover my ass to come back and double to spend more money with y'all. So I got to go to Peter to get money to pay Paul.
Right.
See, and the problem with that is I got 78 reviews there, and I'm powerful there, so I can take that because, unfortunately, they got a little mess with them, but they'll at least put me where I am. So I'll go to the number one in Pensacola. I'll go ahead on get in Foley so I can double back because why I believe in it? Because I haven't lost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I've made money, but I have not. I know
it's broke
I
even.
Get a team.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't broke no even. I made money. I'm not telling no lie. I'm actually telling the truth. I made money this year off Splash. I did 3-4 contracts, but guess where it was at? The very place I told them not to focus on, baby, man. So my goal is to get back with you once Angie, because Angie's going to do the job. I know I used to make $400,000 a year with them, but they're high as hell. So what I'm going to do, because I've got so low waiting for something that should yield, I'm making certain investments that I know work, and then I'm going to double back because if I spent, say, $3,000 this year and I made $12,000, that's a profit. You don't throw that away, do you?
No. Mm-mm.
I made $12,000 off y'all this year. But if I could have got an associate to listen, I might have made $1 million. You know why? Because I love it because you're from Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
If I could have got in Daphne and Orange County Beach and Foley, I probably would have been making about $300,000-$400,000. Because
right.
I made down there 90% of my customers that I got outside of Splash was there and they spent good money.
Right.
So my point would be, I'm not disrespecting you. I'm going to get right back with you.
Not at all.
And I'm going to keep, because I can't throw the way I make money with. I kind of talk about things I believe could be done better. I believe that when you're selling, you have a shooting goal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I seem a little high-strung, but that's because I'm a black male, but it's the same thing. I learned this. I had a salesperson teach me, taught me Amway. He said, Bruce, because you're African-American, this is some things I'm going to teach you. He said, step back from the door. We were doing door-to-door sales. He was selling $8 million worth of stuff at the door before they got internet. This is 20-some years ago. And he's taught me something about sales.
if we could have been a team, ma'am, I would be saying debit my card.
Yeah.
And just trying to get them to take off that man that was up there on the website, another contractor from Cali. It took me 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
They had the wrong cabinets. I don't do cabinet, custom cabinet work. I had a lot of people from Facebook texting me about how beautiful the work was. I feel like a damn fool. Because I ain't did that.
Mm-hmm.
It misrepresents who I am. And then if I get questions, well, you do custom cabinets. Well, that's a waste of time, a waste of everything. See, focus stops burning time so we can get to the punchline of, yeah, you do that. You fix floors and stuff. I see pictures of your work. Okay, Mr. Cox, can you come give me an estimate? So the whole time we was on Facebook, somebody else's vision was working, not mine, not what I do. If you got sheetrock problems, I can fix it and make it look like it never been there. You got floor problems, if you need pretty painting done. Everything I talked about, if you need your deck repaired, if you need stuff cleaned out of your yard, you know, if you need fascia board socks. And it took me so long to get the team, because I'm not better than you, smarter than me when it comes to advertising. I'm not stupid. I know that's what you do for a living. But I'm a business owner, and I build businesses for a living and have done it till my grandkids are almost grown. So I know that getting people that you work with us to team up, like, I would like, I don't know, they never told me where I'm at in Foley, because the person's not going to go 4 or 10 pages over. So while I'm waiting, I'm paying, and that's what I'm going to do. But I'm hoping one day, because I know I got to get ratings, I got to get pictures. I know that's been told to me. I'm going to keep doing it. I started with one rating. I got 5 or 6. One bad, because one of my men worked for me, got mad. He didn't quite want to take a drug test. I felt like he was on drugs. And I told him, so we get that. So he gave me up anyway. He's fired. That's tough. But all them, that's rest of my customers. So what I do is get back with you guys later. I wish that I asked before if we could talk to a supervisor and try to get, first of all, what I'm paying for doing, because the promises I received was this. Bruce, Mr. Cox, we're going to have you covering Baldwin County. We're going to have you in Pensacola. And then I talked to other advertisers, especially said, may not can get you in Pensacola because of your address. I said, well, they could have told me that, and we would have stopped, and I would have either got an address there, or we could have figured it out together. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just not really real strong, good, sound, integrity, character business that I would like to see, as far as saying, okay, Mr. Cox, that's a great vision. You live in Alabama. It's going to be hard to get you in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like they did get me in Pensacola. Were they able to do that?
I have here in the notes that you want Foley in Pensacola, that they put that into the notes. Now, as far as what they've been able to do, I mean, that was just yesterday that they did that they put it there in the notes. So.
I answered that 3-4 months ago. See, and I haven't called back. I thought about it. I say I'm calling every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And the first people going to think like I think about, I call them special customers, call me first. I don't need their business. I never want to be, see, when you run a business, you never want to be hard on sales associates. But you do want to be fair to yourself and to your business. At the same time, you want to be kind. So I stopped calling because I'm like, well, keep telling them you're making money. But does it take that long to just do stuff? I know that we got the clam. I understand that Google got to see me producing good ratings. I'm doing that. I started with no ratings. I have 5 up there that's good and 1 bad. And I think hopefully I asked them to put a request in that one rating that's a 1-star that is actually an employee. You notice they never said what I messed up at the house. If you have my account up, that would mean more to me than doing anything else right now. I think even with my service, my customers will all tell me, you too, Bruce, you're not doing good as you should. Let's get this producing better. Let's get this job right. I got 2 more jobs. You get this job right. And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to let you be first in line to bid on. And I don't mean it like that per se to y'all, but I'm saying just little things like, did we ever get that request in?
Mm-hmm.
And once again, let me slow down. I apologize if I'm saying anything to be offensive to
not
you.
Not at all. Mm-mm. You're not being offensive
because,
to me at all.
Because I do not want to do
yeah.
that. But I it's on my heart.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about it from a business standpoint. I would love to see next year be a better year with this business moving toward, if it takes a year to get up to the top
mm-hmm.
of the list in Foley. Okay. But this time next year, hopefully, because I was told 45 days to 60 or 40.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, I don't do like, because my customers are Bruce. No, forget all that. Just can we get the job to get me to the top of the list with that so people can start calling me from Gulf Shore, Florida, and all over Baldwin County?
Sure.
And hopefully we can get Pensacola. And I know I'm 2-3 pages over in some areas. But I know if I keep good in ratings, I'm going to work Angie's list so I don't starve to death.
Sure.
And then I'm going to double back and start when I see things beginning. I took Facebook off because Facebook is just like anything else. Some people use Yelp. I use Yelp. I'm going to be quiet and let you go. I use Yelp in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Yelp.
Yeah, we're a Yelp partner as well. We sell Yelp ads, so I'm familiar.
Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm listening.
They did. I just wanted to let you know that they did put in for a Google call to get that negative review removed from Jeffrey Jackson because it's not.
Thank God.
Wasn't a client.
Mm-hmm. He wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And if he had been, he looked like he was saying he messed.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys. On that. And then what I would hoping we could do, I mean that, thank y'all, because that bothered me, because I've been, I listen, it sounds like I'm just a mild person. Everybody that would talk to me at Splash, they said, look, you got to get good reviews, you got to get pictures
mm-hmm.
in. I haven't
mm-hmm.
said none. The pictures are scrambled all up.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we're sales people. I hope that Splash is working right along with me. Now, I'm going to get Jasmine, my wife, to get permission to go in there and change it. But
mm-hmm.
just hypothetically, if we do a window, and I did some termite damage to an apartment complex. They got the pictures, 4 pictures over the beginning. The middle is 2 pictures over. And the last picture is 9 pictures over. Listen, I even heard the manager talking about another boy that was there trying to sell him work. Where's the before, after, and middle pictures? I don't know what in the hell he's showing me. This was the boss of the apartment complex, not my mm-hmm. advertisement. But this other young man, because me and the manager was talking, and by the way, Local Splash got me that. I'm not a Bay Minette person. I've traveled and built businesses. I'm from North Carolina. I built a big
mm-hmm.
business in Richmond, Virginia, a big business in Birmingham. That's why y'all see me
mm-hmm.
there. But like stuff like you just said, here we are, a year later, we just catching that they got me down. That's why we're getting all them calls from Birmingham. I hope y'all won't advertise in Birmingham.
No, that's just where the address is. So I've got this. What I'm doing for you is I'm going to have the client support team is going to call you specifically because it does have it here in the notes. What I can do is I can even set up a specific time if you want. Let me see here. Let me pull the calendar and go like this. Okay. All right. For tomorrow, I can set the call for tomorrow. What time would you like the call?
I'll make time anytime. I got some roofing work to do, but my phone is right by me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be starting on that roof at 6 and then getting off probably about 9. So
mm-hmm.
if you want to set the call at 10, that's good, because y'all don't even get going to about like 8 or 9. I noticed the phones you can't get through to about
mm-hmm.
9:30
mm-hmm.
at Splash. Thank you so much for listening to.
Yeah, my
pleasure.
I want you to feel important, and I want you to feel like what you have to say matters, and I don't have the answers for everything that you need, but I did take some notes.
Okay.
I took the notes, though. I don't know if you heard me type in. I took the notes.
That thing going in the background.
Yeah, I was taking the notes. I was making sure. I could set it for 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Let's do
10.
Do 10. Because if the customers start talking and they knew, I want to finish up with them, and I know it ain't going to be, they got to leave at 9, so I know it ain't going to be no long time.
10 is taken, so I have 11:30 your time.
11:30
next
is good.
One. That one works. Okay.
And just like, if you got me down for Birmingham areas,
It's Baldwin. It is Baldwin. Okay. I went in and looked. It is Baldwin. Servicing Baldwin, Mobile, and Escambia.
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 Then they have some parts that's the edge of Mobile, lady, you should know that. Escambia crosses over the border a little bit. When you go, Escambia's in, like, Pensacola, and then a little bit over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the edge. But now, I've asked them 5 times to take Mobile off. Mobile, you know Mobile. Mobile got a lot of good folk. I met some good folk over there. And I have worked with some good folk. But they play too many games. They got a lot of ghetto, but they got a lot of mixed people.
And we like our ghetto. We love our ghetto, however.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to our money, we need it straight.
Yeah, but if I'm going to do business.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need our money straight.
Like even you, I could tell, you would tell me, Bruce, this is what I expect. And
right.
I would say, yes, ma'am. And I would try hard to give you that product. And then when
well,
I
tell
finish,
me why
I would
I can't
expect,
why you couldn't do it, you know?
Right, and I would expect to get paid after. And those
right.
people play, you know. So the places I mentioned, how do I know?
Right.
Pull me up on Angeles and tell me I got 78 reviews. When that storm hit, when they tore that bridge up, I was down in the middle of that hurricane doing $5,000 and $6,000 jobs. They're up there right now because actually I got Angeles app back on my phone where I can – they gave me my reviews back, so I got 78 reviews up there with people that can talk about. So I know I'm going to do good in Milton and in Pensacola. I already did good. And I know I'll do good if I can get in Foley and Gulf Shores. You live here. You know Gulf Shores.
Mm-hmm.
There's millionaires down there, a lot of them. I fish around them.
Right.
One of them like my boat, and he had a – I'm selling my boat for $10,000. And
mm-hmm.
he had a for sale sign on the side. I'm scared. And I asked him, he says $8 million. And then he said, this is the cheap one over here, the yacht club. So it's not that I'm after millionaires, but I'm after people that have character, that have money, that's willing to spend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to waste my time 3-4 calls. Coming, because some of the calls I got even from Angeles in Mobile, which I told them they got to move that. One poor lady wanted me to build on the back of a house. I told her $13,000 and I was going to do it. And that was with the materials and all. I'm like, ma'am, you putting windows in, you putting frame up, you putting block down, you're doing electrical, you're doing plumbing. That's going to be $8,000-$9,000 or more materials. So
mm-hmm.
I get, that's why I don't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Because anywhere else I would charge $25,000 or $30,000, and they would have been signing a contract and getting me started. So I want a location, location. If you're in a salesman, location, location. I want to get toward Foley. I want to get toward Gulf Shores. I want to tear Baldwin County up, Daphne, and all these places. Bay Minette is something that if I had to take off in there after I get them other ones up, I would. They losers, they're going to be losing. They can stay losing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been traveling. I've been places. I'm too late. I'm not from here, so I already know where's the money at because I came down here making the money. Foley, Pensacola, some of Baldwin County. Like Daphne. You know where Daphne. You was in Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Good spending people over in Daphne. Kind. You been through Daphne. Ain't you remember Daphne?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Absolutely.
Huh. I know you got to go. Thank you for listening.
It's my pleasure, absolutely, and I've notated the account. I've got everything in there. If you choose to do Google Guarantee at any point, you'll get me again. I will be the one to take care of you. And Google Guarantee trumps Angie's List about 100 times because the leads are exclusive and they only come to you. So
here's what we're going to do. Once I start making money off Angie's List, because I've already made money off Local Splash.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about from a losing standpoint. We're talking about not making much as we could because the people that are team players are not seeming to hear someone been running a business for 30-some years.
Right.
I know what I'm doing. I've done it too many times and build it from the bottom up.
Yes, you have.
And so if I can get people, I don't understand why I'm at the top of the list. Foley would have been the right place to build me to the top of the list. And by now, you know what we'll be doing? And I would take and put my life on this. Not money, my life. We would be debiting my card. Now, if we can try this thing one more time, because I'm already making sure shots. I know Angie's going to get me where I need to go.
Right, right.
And I'm still going to keep flash. So what I'm going to do is double back. When I start making money next week with them, I'm going to probably double back, and you'll see me come back and invest in those Google Guarantee things like we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Because what that'll do is that'll pump up this side, but we still need to take care, once again, self-care.
Of the standard stuff that you want, yes, sir. Absolutely.
Does that make sense? Because we want that functioning
properly. It absolutely makes sense. So your number is the one is 8976, right?
That's right. And I appreciate you talking to me and listening. Thank you for calling me, okay?
I'm sending you a text. So you hold on a minute, Bruce. I'm sending you a text, and it's got my direct phone number and extension line. That way you don't feel like you're just off out there in the abyss. And if you want to call or you need something, you could call me directly.
Appreciate you. And what I want to do is go to the next phase of my business, with what you're getting ready to do. I know what you're talking about. I know you know what you're doing.
Right.
I need $800 a month. I'm going to get it. I'm
right.
not going to talk and moan and fuss about it no more. I'm going to get there,
right.
and then I'm going to get this side up, and then we can get to moving. And next year we'll be able to say we busted about $500,000.
There we go.
And we can up the advertisement. I want to get into the real thing. That's how business should work. Everything you produce should be making money. And I made money. But, you know, I want more, don't you? All right. You have a good one then.
You too. I'll talk to you. Okay. Bye.
Look for the call tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.